It is the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Hey, Twitter and Instagram, find us there. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. Okay, I brought this up. Does anybody ever use Shazam?
All the time.
Okay, I always feel like I'm doing it wrong or like I'm not close enough to the speaker. It's like, cannot figure out what you're trying to listen to.
Even if it's barely up, it usually picks it up. The volume.
I think my Shazam's broken.
Oh, I love it. I do it if I'm in a store shopping and I hear a song playing I like or anytime.
Okay, well then maybe you'll like this. I don't know, but it's kind of a Shazam, but it's for a whole different thing. If you love photography or like plants and animals or being outdoors, they say that this app called Seek, that's S-E-E-K, is like a new app that you're going to want to download for your iPhone. I don't think it's on Android. It's like Shazam, but they say for nature. Now work with me here. I know this sounds like boring or whatever, but they say the app can help you identify things to photograph, and it'll also use like AI, artificial intelligence, to examine the photo and attempt to match it to one of roughly 30,000 species it currently recognizes. Now, I think that's cool if you see an animal. You're like, is that a chupacabra or not? Tell me.
The goat sucker.
But also, come on, how many times are you like, is this poison ivy or not? Or is this poisonous? Like, what if it could tell you something safe to eat?
It's interesting. I'm open to it. However, the idea of, you know, your phone and AI being able to recognize anything out of like 30,000 things, whatever. Like, it's doing that to our faces. It's matching us to other things we've done, other photos of us, putting a whole digital footprint of us out there.
But now you're getting, here we go again. It's always happened.
What? Because I'm right.
But okay, it's not you, dummy. It's an actual plant or an animal.
Yeah, I know, but that's the next step.
We're tracking all the deer. Oh my gosh, we're tracking poison ivy.
I'm saying it starts with them and ends with us.
Am I the only one excited about this?
Like,
if I don't know what something is, I can go take a photo right there on my phone.
Slippery slope. It's interesting now. In 10 years, may not be so interesting. Once they, you know, they get us used to it with these things. That's how they get us. They get us to be like, well, that's not so bad. Then they'll be like, well, it wouldn't be so bad if we can just like figure out, you know, we'll find criminals based on any photos. We'll pair them together with other things and all this. Whatever. I'm just telling you.
I feel like they've been doing this for like years already with Google.
They have been doing that with things you type and search.
I'm not talking about your conspiracy theory, Alex. I'm talking about Joe's being able to figure out what something is. You can take a picture of something and you can do a picture Google search.
Oh, reverse image search.
Yeah, so you can literally take the image and search it in Google and it'll tell you what that image is.
I thought you'd bring it up, but let me tell you even more cool things about the Seek app. Can you do this with Google Live? Can you be a photographer and then upload your photos and, you know what, get recognized and get points and earn badges?
No.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh, yeah. Google that one.
That's why Boy Scouts only last until they're like 7, because then they literally don't care about their badges.